This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson. He represents his state's 2nd Congressional District and sits on both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his reaction to many of the different aspects of the president's speech and what he believes the appropriate policy on Libya ought to be. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Greg, it's always an honor to be with you, and I appreciate you bringing such key issues to the American people.
Well, the two big things going into the speech were that the president needed to clarify the mission, that he needed to answer questions about cost and duration and that sort of thing. What did you most want to know heading into the speech, and did you get answers to those questions?
Well, my view is I wanted to hear how this was of vital to the interests of the American people. And sadly, I believe what we have is a failure of the president to make that clear. I believe that actually we're so proud of our American military. They have acted professionally. They've done as we would want. But I believe they have their hands tied on what should be the ultimate result of the removal of Colonel Gaddafi from power.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson. And, sir, what would have been an explanation that would have satisfied you for a national security interest? He clearly focused on the humanitarian aspect and didn't want to see a massacre of folks in Benghazi. That seemed to be the main rationale for why the U.S. took the action that we did.
Well, to me, it should be the interest of the American people. And a way to look at it, Greg, is so clear. Iran is a threat to the American people. The regime there, is providing assistance for terrorists to attack the United States, to providing aid and they have in the past to attack American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We know that they have financed Hezbollah to attack our ally of Israel. They've also helped finance Hamas. We also know that it was Iran that provided the funding for the attack on the Marines in Beirut, Lebanon. Over again, it's really clear Iran is a threat to America's interests. Another indication is that Iran is developing a nuclear capability. They are developing a missile capability, which in the next 3 years could actually hit the United States.
And, Congressman, in terms of who we're helping, a lot of people wanted to have a better explanation of who exactly these rebels are. We've seen some reports that there could potentially be some al-Qaeda elements involved here, although others say it's largely moderate forces, some of which used to work for Gaddafi, but eventually found him too extreme. What do you know from your work on the committee and just investigating who it is that we're allied with here?
Well, I was startled, but not particularly surprised, to find out in the Washington Examiner today that it appears that some of the people involved in the rebel forces had actually been foreign fighters and opposing American forces in Iraq. I believe that the president, it's a failure of leadership by getting involved in truly what is an internal conflict of, yes, there are an oppressed people, but there are oppressed people in Zimbabwe. There are oppressed people in dozens of countries throughout that region, and the United States should not be involved.
There seemed to be a claim by the president that our work was done. He basically said the United States has done what we said we would do. He also talked about handing off command to NATO, and some folks are saying, well, that still means we're pretty much doing the heavy lifting because we're the main player in NATO. How do you read what the president had to say on those two fronts?
Well, I think it's disingenuous, Greg, by saying that we've done, that the mission is accomplished. We know that's not true. We know that the conflict is raging. We also know that Mr. Gaddafi has the ability to, with the billions of dollars he has, to hire more mercenaries, and this could be a long-term situation of truly oppressing the people of his country. And then it's also disingenuous when we hear that we're not now involved, NATO will do it. And in many NATO military exercises, the United States is 90% of the military muscle. So it would be very disingenuous to say that this is a NATO exercise.
Congressman, you mentioned before that you don't see a strong national security interest here. So now that we are where we are, what's the right move for the United States? Do we stay on and either directly or indirectly make sure that Gaddafi is no longer in power? Do we simply stick to the tenets of the UN resolution and try to make sure there's not a massacre in the eastern part if Gaddafi's forces get the upper hand again? How do you implement that?
I believe that we need to turn to our military advisors, the same action that I supported in Iraq, the same that I do today with the surge by President Obama of troops in Afghanistan. This is the advice of General Petraeus. So instead of politicians directing the war, we need to contact, and we are in a third war, we need to contact and review with our military leaders what the options are. And so I would depend on our military leaders to determine the next course.
What about Congress? What's your role here?
The role of Congress is very important. And Greg, I say this very sadly, that the president seems to be giving more deference to the United Nations, to the Arab League, than to members of Congress. And I am a chairman of a subcommittee on the Armed Services Committee. I'm a ranking member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And prior to leaving to have the last week getting around the district, I never heard a word about potentially the United States conducting operations in Libya.
So when he had that line in the speech last night about taking this action after consultation with Congress, that was either misleading or flat out untrue?
Well, it should be some members of Congress, like a few, like a very few.
Like the leadership?
Possibly. I'm not sure of the leadership. And indeed, I'm really pleased with Speaker John Boehner. He has asked the very logical, common sense questions of what are we doing? What is our intention? And shouldn't we be relying on our professional military who are so skilled at protecting the American people? That's who we should be determining the future action. Now that the president has got us into a third war, we should be turning to our military.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. Given the limited role he's allowed Congress to have here, and if this is of an extended duration, what role do you see yourselves taking, whether he prompts you or not?
Well, I'm very pleased that the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Buck McKeon of California, is planning hearings as soon as can be scheduled, where we would learn from our military officials what has been done and then what they see as to the future. But we've got excellent leadership with Buck McKeon as chairman of the Armed Services Committee.
Congressman, as always, a pleasure to have you with us, sir. Thanks for the insight.
Greg, thank you. And again, appreciate you raising these very, very important issues to the American people.
Our pleasure, sir. South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.